Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome back. Here in the second hour of Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk show where you can take control of the airwaves. You can talk about anything you want. It's called Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Pickless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And we were talking about this article from RT.com, which states the governor of New York, Cuomo, has won, apparently, an Emmy. Going to be presented this thing tomorrow, apparently, November 23rd.
Now, I wonder if this is going to be a new category.
This is just more of the insanity of treating these politicians in a deific, a deity way, or like, as I like to say, like celebrities, right? Like celebrities, they're beautiful people, they're terrific actors, you know, whatever it is, they throw down
and
a film.
And the nominees for authoritarian statist are...
Yeah, right, exactly, you know. Are they also going to go Golden Globes, too, or, you know, what's the other one? Grammys? No, I guess they'd have to do a recording to get a Grammy.
Yeah.
They do recordings.
They do recordings.
Not of music.
Right, but like somebody could put out an album of like, you know, Donald Trump's greatest frumps or something, right? Like all the times he slipped up or whatever. That could be an album. He could win a Grammy for that, I reckon. I said reckon, like I'm from the South. I reckon they could make a whole album of Trump slip-ups. Sorry.
I'd listen to it.
Would you?
I absolutely would. I mean, for better or for worse, Trump has absolutely been one of the most entertaining politicians ever.
The New York governor said it was flattering to be chosen as an Emmy winner and said he would accept the award on behalf of all New Yorkers. All New Yorkers weren't given the award, Mr. Cuomo.
On behalf of my audience, I accept this award for BSing them.
He just does not care. That was really clear back in March, or I think some states locked down before March, but he just does not care, not only about, you know, righteousness and freedom, but about just anything.
Human life. Yeah. I honestly wouldn't be surprised if he starts making a bid for even higher positions off of his terrible job of running New York during this crisis.
Of course. Failing upwards is the mantra of, well, all things politics, right? Yeah. But not everyone shared in his delight. Social media users asked aloud whether the announcement was a joke, with several comments saying that they thought the tweet was from the satirical news site The Babylon Bee, or The Onion, or
I gotta say, when I first saw this headline, that is what I thought. I immediately checked, and I'm like, "What? That what?
Is this Onion? Is it Babylon Bee? What is it? You know, yeah. Is it Mad TV? We don't know. It is Mad TV, that's for sure. But not in the way you think. In the actual, that it's madness on your television. Cuomo has been one of the most controversial public figures during the coronavirus crisis, garnering both praise and condemnation for his response to the pandemic.
Which is amazing to me that he's gotten praised for this thing.
Many people pointed to the fact that among U.S. states, New York has the second highest COVID-19 death rate per 100,000 people, arguing that it was hard to take accolades praising his leadership seriously. Well, of course it was hard because, well, I kind of feel like he's responsible.
Well, it turns out leading people off a cliff is laudable.
Did you just compare Cuomo to the Pied Piper?
Well, I was trying for lemmings, but...
The Pied Piper had a legitimate debt. He took it out on innocent third parties, but at least he had, like, a legitimate gripe where Cuomo was just like, I want your stuff.
How do I kill people? I've got it! I'll send people with this new virus into their most vulnerable population. They'll give me an award for this.
They list the top six Number of deaths per 100,000 people. New Jersey, 188. New York, 176. Massachusetts, 151. Connecticut, 135. Louisiana, 133. Mississippi, 122. So, yeah, definitely the number two in most deaths per 100,000 people. Getting an award for it. The governor's administration advisory to place COVID-positive patients in nursing homes was used by numerous observers to underscore the absurdity of the Emmy announcement, which I believe we have successfully also done here this evening. Cuomo has even been accused of lying about the decision, which has been blamed for causing numerous deaths among the elderly.
Wait, a politician lying?
Yeah, go figure. That would never happen.
About something that's falsifiable, you can just look up the order. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, but nobody looks. We look, but nobody else looks. We look.
Wait, but you have a computer. You can just pull this square out, rectangle out of your pocket. And anything that people know, you can find out.
It's an amazing device. If only more people knew about it.
I gotta say, that is one thing that has generally astonished me, beyond Cuomo alone, but politicians in general have not updated their form of lying. Because, like, people can say, well, didn't you say such and such? I never said that. And we can go to
the
clip.
And there's, like, a video of you saying that in front of a camera.
So government is always slowest to adopt change because of what they are, an organization of violence and force. Right? So take email, for example. Back in the day, nobody knew what email was. They didn't know what an at sign was in the email address. Right? Television talk shows. Do you know what is this? What's this symbol here? You know, it's the at sign. Oh, what's in the email? What do we need email for? I could just write a letter, right? So government was far behind in adopting email as a technology. It wasn't until all the tech corporations did it and some tech guys who, like, made a bunch of money, became buddy-buddy with, like, some political types, and they were like, dude, you don't have email? What's wrong with you? Why doesn't the government? And then, like, they got government contracts to get them email, and so now there's a bunch of tech companies that have cash cows in providing these services to the government.
Well, I mean, to paraphrase Paul Krugman, I'm sure that the internet will be no more of a ripple than the fax machine.
Right. If only there were a device in which you could look up anything in all of human knowledge. If only that device fit into your pocket. In fact, the Associated Press reported that nursing home deaths have been cloaked in secrecy, quote-unquote, under Cuomo's award-winning leadership. Award-winning leadership. What am I reading?
It sounds like it's written in North Korea.
Amid the mounting criticism, Cuomo later issued an order requiring hospitals not to discharge patients to nursing homes without getting a COVID negative test first.
Well, I guess I've killed enough people to tell you to stop. As long as I get a book deal out of this.
There's a picture of a tweet here in this article, and it says, Dr. Kevorkian would be proud. Assuming they're ripping on Cuomo here. Quote, killing thousands of seniors earns him a leadership award. Imagine if others followed in his footsteps or leadership, opined one outraged Twitter user. Others made the case that there were plenty of examples of when Cuomo was less than soothing or informative during his briefings on the health crisis.
Yeah, it makes you wonder, are we encouraging the rest of our leaders to, quote-unquote leaders?
I mean, maybe that is the thing. Like, nursing homes are expensive, and a lot of them are paid for by Medicaid, so maybe it was like, hey, good job, yo, like.
It's some sort of, like, back-ended compliment.
Yeah.
Like, thanks for taking out all the grandmas. You saved us tons of money. Earlier this week, he lashed out at reporters who pressed him about New York City's public school system closing due to coronavirus, telling members of the media, I don't really care what you think. What a great leader, huh? I don't care what you think, people.
I mean, I got no problem telling the media I don't care what they think, but if you're going to make decisions on behalf of other people, you should justify them.
If you're not acting, quote-unquote, as if you're a leader, then saying that generally isn't going to get you reelected. During another briefing, he mocked a confused journalist for expressing frustration over confusing lockdown rules, telling him that everyone else understands the regulations.
Doubt.
Wow.
So I just wonder, did he have to get a haircut to kill so many grandmas?
Well, you got to look good when you're busy murdering, you know, the most hundreds of people. Right?
I don't know, man. He's good at it. He might have done it even without the haircut.
It's like, hey, you know, did you murder a bunch of people? Well, I looked good doing it. Oh, okay. Well, I guess that's all important. 855-450-3733. We've got your calls and thoughts and more Free Talk Live coming up.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Early Bitcoin wallets cashing in. Is Satoshi back? Investment expert Dr. Doom calls Bitcoin a store of value. Bitcoin Cash forks. Everything's fine. Bitcoin price surges above $18,000. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Free Bitcoin Cash when you download their wallet at bitcoin.com. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer. Peer through a glass darkly and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III. From some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror, Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at MakeMeAFirefighter.org.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Michael Jacksonism. Not that we, you know, enjoy quoting Michael Jackson, but, you know, he did a lot of weird, we'll call it scat-type sounds in his music. Like, mama say, mama sama, maka sa, you know, that was one of them. Shamo was another one. Yeah.
That sounds like a password to a boys-only clubhouse to me.
I mean, it was Michael Jackson, so it's likely that that actually was the case. 855-450-3733 is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us in the conversation. Talk about anything you'd like. We've got your calls and thoughts coming up. Joining me in the studio tonight, it's...
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And I am your host tonight, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Everyone has their own idea of what freedom is. For some, freedom... is the freedom to swing free like the Scotsmen do. Richie Rich and Mark got themselves some great kilts from sportkilt.com. You can even see our hosts wearing sport kilts, particular form of freedom, at kilts.freetalklive.com. You haven't felt freedom until you've worn a kilt from sportkilt.com. Yes, there are many kinds of freedom. Let's go right away to your calls and thoughts. We have Jerome from South Carolina. Jerome, what's on your mind?
I'm not wearing a dress, okay? A kilt is just a dress, all right?
But are you wearing a face diaper?
It is not a dress. It is a skirt, but a military skirt.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
No, I'm it absolutely wearing, is a military skirt.
Yeah, but I'm still not wearing it. I'm not wearing that.
You know,
I mean, that's fine.
I believe that you have the right to wear or not wear what you choose. Would you be willing to grant me some of that, maybe around the face area?
Hey, if you want to, look, that's a lot different, man. That's protecting you.
Not really. I mean,
what's a kilt protecting you from?
What is a kilt protecting me from? Actually, there are numerous diseases and disorders associated with too tight of underwear.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, wrapping your jimmies up too tight is definitely associated with many different disorders there, Jerome.
Yeah, among others. So.
Yeah, you got to protect them dingleberries.
I think you and I have a different definition of that word. What were you calling about tonight, Jerome, other than snorting in the phone?
No, but hey, you were talking about Trump. I said, hey, has the disease left the White House? No, we got a guy on the radio here. His name's Charlie James.
I don't remember us talking about Trump, actually.
Hey,
we briefly mentioned that you could make an entire Grammy-worthy album
of
silly things that he said.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jerome. I interrupted you.
It would be an embarrassment if it was. Hey, I want to do... Make a record of Trump's dumbest comments, like when he told Bob Woodward, hey, Bob, you listening? That virus is really bad. It's really dangerous. And then gets out in front of the public and says, oh, this is a Democratic hoax, man. This is going to go. When he does like that guy Kenneth Copeland, the preacher, who was like blowing the virus away. And then he tell the doctor, yeah, maybe we can use bleach on that, huh? Yeah, that'll be a good idea. Well, the virus is going to disappear. And then, magically, all of a sudden, he gets the virus. His wife gets the virus. His young brat son gets the virus. Now his oldest son's got the virus.
It's got to make you feel good, huh, Jerome?
Oh, yeah, and I mean, it killed him. It killed him dead. I mean, he was in the bed for weeks and then died. Oh, yeah. Or the other thing.
His chief of staff got the virus. We got other people in the White House to work on got the virus. Gee,
yeah,
imagine
that's what happens with viruses, colds, flus. This is what happens. People get sick.
So
and then
Fauci was an idiot when he told them, hey,
he
you
sure
shouldn't
was.
Be holding these rallies, okay?
Wait, what do you mean was?
Whoa.
What do you mean Fauci was an
idiot? That's a good point.
Yeah, because he called by, he said, oh, these doctors are idiots. I guess those 25 doctors that saved his miserable, godforsaken life when he caught it, those are idiots too, huh?
Sure.
Hello?
Well, and
can I have an answer?
So you say it would be an embarrassment to have a collection of what he says. Well, only if you associate yourself with these horrible crooks. See, I don't associate myself with what these terrible people say, so I'm not embarrassed when they make fools of themselves.
I think
I just want to know, you know what I want to know? why is it that when Republicans lie, it seems to 70-something million people voted for this clown, man? What are they listening to? I mean, what cool is, what are they, Jim Jones?
Jerome.
From the Jim Jones?
Jerome, they all lie. It's not just Republicans. They all lie. All politicians lie. It's you who doesn't recognize that.
Hey, but you know what? I live in a Republican
religious devotion.
State, okay? I live in a Republican state. And Lindsey Graham, this guy get up, and I mean, he went up one side and down the other, Trump, when they were campaigning, and now he's his bosom buddy.
So why don't you move to California? Then you will live in a Democratic state, and you will absolutely love what Nancy Pelosi does.
Now, what about the governor going to a damn wedding, like taking the mask off, and he's quarantining people? He's unreliable too. Okay.
Okay. Well, I mean, pick your blue state if you like those better.
Yeah, and you're right. You're absolutely right. He's a terrible person. He's completely hypocritical. He refuses to follow the orders that he is forcing under threat of violence on other people. And he's a Democrat. And guess what? All the Democrats are like that, and so are the Republicans.
Hey, Jerome, thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate it. I just had this... And I've never met Jerome. I don't know what he looks like. I have this funny vision of him wearing a kilt with a picture of Donald Trump in front of him while he's, well, pleasuring himself.
Jerome isn't the type of person we get those kind of pictures from.
You're right. Jerome, nothing but love. Thanks for the call. We appreciate you. Going back to the article earlier this week, apparently Cuomo...
Before we go back into the article, could you just say the title of it one more time?
Of the article?
Yeah.
I can. Is this a joke? New York Governor Cuomo wins Emmy for his televised coronavirus briefings. Twitter meltdown ensues.
I know, it is funny.
Politicians.
It's Poe's Law. I mean, really, you can't tell the difference between satire and reality.
No. I mean, how bad is it that... a politician wins an award normally reserved for actors. Now, is this a statement of how good an actor the politician is, or is this more of a,
I think they're admitting
Hollywood
that,
isn't so good anymore?
I think they're admitting that politicians are actors. That's all they are. That's all they ever were. They're not leaders. They're not these, you know, bastions of making the world a better place. They're lying to you. They're playing roles that you want to see so that you can feel better about the world that you live in that they make.
Yes. Well, earlier this week, Cuomo lashed out at reporters who pressed him about New York City's public school system. We already covered that part. We'll get to the rest of this article. You can join us, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom, and join in the conversation here on Free Talk Live. We've got more for you coming up.
His coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd Lab Husky Mix. Harold, the Border Collie Pit Mix. He has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat carrier, has fur now where he never had it before.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite will give them a beautiful, lustrous coat. It will make you smile.
Get some Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Despite pleas from public health officials, Americans are hitting the road for the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday. On Friday, more than 1 million passengers traveled through the nation's airports, the second highest daily passenger count since the beginning of the pandemic. Dr. Anthony Fauci says those crowds concern him. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that a post-Thanksgiving spike in cases would put the nation in a very bad position approaching Christmas.
One of the things we're really concerned about is that as we get into this Thanksgiving season, you're not going to see an increase until weeks later. Things lag. So what you don't want to see is another spike in cases as we get colder and colder into the December, and then you start dealing with the Christmas holiday. We can really be in a very difficult situation. So you want to tell people to please seriously consider decisions that you make.
This is USA Radio News. Kentucky's Attorney General is taking his boss to court over one of his coronavirus measures. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The Kentucky Attorney General has joined with the religious school to sue Governor Andy Beshear, a Democrat, to block his order that bans in-person instruction at religious schools. Beshear issuing the order last week that directs all public and private elementary, middle, and high schools to cease in-person instruction and transition to remote or virtual instruction beginning on Monday. AG Daniel Cameron, a Republican, says halting in-person instruction at religious schools would violate the First Amendment. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Georgia Senator Kelly Loeffler has tested negative for coronavirus 2 days after a rapid test came back positive. Loeffler's positive test came after an event with Vice President Mike Pence and fellow Georgia Senator David Perdue. Loeffler's campaign says she will continue to self-isolate out of caution until she receives consecutive negative tests. This is USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations?
With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next.
With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733 is our toll-free number. That's 855-453, as in freedom. You can call in. Take control of the airwaves. Talk about anything that's on your mind, anything we've been talking about tonight, anything we've talked about in the past. Or perhaps you're clairvoyant and you're going to talk about something we'll talk about.
Well, if you start calling in with it.
Future.
If you start calling in with it, we will talk about it in the future.
That is correct. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the captain.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And let's just quickly go to finish up this article, if my mouse will cooperate with me. This will. This article from RT.com, Governor Cuomo of New York is apparently being presented an Emmy Award for his acting during the coronavirus pandemic for his, I don't understand why he would.
He acted like not a terrible, terrible governor.
Like a tyrant?
Yeah.
Still, several people said that the Emmy was well-deserved. One Twitter user accused the governor's detractors of being jealous, while another observer said Cuomo has been America's rock during the pandemic. I have a quote here from a Twitter user, Brooks BCA. Well deserved. He's been America's rock during the pandemic. I woke every morning to watch the daily briefing.
Well, and that really does tell you all that you need to know. Like, these are the people that others worship. They worship them. They go to them to be the, I mean, It's what they tie themselves back to, which is literally what religion means to tie yourself back. It's you are my certainty. You know, I mean, for plenty of people, it's God is the one thing that I can rely on in life while everything changes. I mean, Jesus is literally called the rock of ages. And now, Cuomo.
Yeah, certainly achieving deity status by, well, in some people's view, like that particular Twitter user. Doing what we do here on Free Talk Live, let's go to your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Carl, you're on the air. Hey, Carl.
Portfolio.
Hey, Carl. You're on the air.
Includes energy.
Carl.
Arrangements.
Hey, Carl, can you hear me?
That are contrary to the country's national.
All right, thanks for the call, Carl. Well, that guy was fun. So at first, I thought he was reading off like his 12-word seed phrase for his crypto wallet. I had to start writing those words down real quick. Oh,
I'm curious what he wanted to talk about, but
he was talking.
They passed like ships in the night.
The other thing he wasn't doing, I guess we should say this. It seems like we shouldn't have to say this on a talk radio show where we invite you to be part of the conversation, is that it is a two-way street. You know, you should say something, we should say something, you should say something, we should.
And preferably about what the other person said or somehow related to what you were saying.
Yeah. Also, you know, regular human niceties are generally appreciated. Like, hello, you're on the air. Hey, guys, how are you? Great. How are you? What's on your mind? Right? You know, that kind of a thing, right? You know, at least acknowledge that you're listening and participating in the conversation. Don't appear to be reading whatever it is might be in front of you. When we put you on the air, please and thank you. We don't have many rules, and I won't say that those are rules, but those are just, what should we call them? It's a good word. Anyone?
Bueller? Suggestions.
Customs. We have customs.
Customs.
And that really is one of the important things of the libertarian mindset is, well, what will you do without all of these laws being enforced by these government brutes? Well, we have customs. Like, there are sets of expectations, and if you don't meet those expectations, you won't have the voluntary association of people around you. Like, oh, well, what are you going to do about dog beaters? Not give them stuff in exchange for their money, because they creep me out.
Yeah, indeed. Peakless Mountaineer, did you have something Biden-related that you wanted to talk about?
I did. I wanted to talk about the Biden COVID advisor. This is from CNBC. Biden COVID advisor says U.S. lockdown of 4 to 6 weeks could control pandemic and revive economy.
So wait a minute. That sounds like you're telling me that this guy, Biden, who most people consider the president-elect, is saying that he's going to lock down the U.S. for 4 to 6 weeks?
It sounds like it. At least that's what his advisor wants.
Now, we know from the current state of lockdowns in the, you know, since March and all the governors and what it has done to the economy, I fail to understand the last part of that headline where it says, and revive economy. How does 4 to 6 more weeks of useless lockdowns revive the economy, which, of course, was tanked because of the lockdowns?
Well, so you see here, have you ever seen Fifth Element?
Multipass, yes,
okay. Yeah, so Gary Oldman does an amazing job, and he has this little speech about how, you know, it's what's called the broken window fallacy, where, yes. See, if we get a bunch of people to, say, overdose on drugs and alcohol and shoot themselves in the head and things like that, well, that just generates revenue from all the people that we have to bury, and that is good for the economy. I mean, that's how it works, right?
Right, so we create jobs by killing more people.
Exactly. Because the more people you kill, the better the... Wait.
Because people need to clean up all the dead people. Is that what you're saying?
Honestly, that is the only interpretation of this that makes any sense to me.
Well, go on with your bad self.
All right. Shutting down businesses and paying people for lost wages for 4 to 6 weeks could help keep the coronavirus pandemic in check and get the economy on track until a vaccine is approved and distributed, said Dr. Michael Osterholm, a coronavirus advisor to President-elect Joe Biden.
And being a doctor does not in any way qualify you to make that statement.
Well, don't you know that doctors know everything? I mean, if you receive a medical degree, you automatically know everything about economics and sociology, and you can make decisions about, well, see, this is worth going out for, this is worth the risk, that is not worth the risk. Going to your grandmother's funeral when I get her killed, that's not worth the risk. But protesting racism, that's worth the risk.
Is this Osterholm guy supposed to be like Biden's Fauci?
That may well be. I know Osterholm, who serves as director of the Center of Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota, said earlier this week that the country is headed toward, quote, COVID hell, unquote.
H-E double hockey sticks.
Dun, dun, dun. Seems to me that, say, destroying all of the small businesses and the medium-sized businesses in the country, making sure that anyone who, you know, owns any property doesn't get any rent for any period of time, you know, utterly hollowing out the middle class, that seems like more of a COVID hell.
Seems like it to me.
But no, no, it's fine, because we'll give you money. As long as we pour money on the problem, it will get better.
Even though if everything's closed, I don't know what you're going to do with that money, but...
That's true.
Well, I'm sure we'll keep essential services open, right?
Well...
With magic.
Yeah, I really do. Like, all these folks who have been called essential... I mean, to me, it seems like another word for slave, right? They haven't been given really a break. You know what I mean? McDonald's workers, right? McDonald's across the country, none of them have closed that I'm aware of. Maybe some of them have, but I'm not aware of any.
I think it's profoundly insulting to everyone who's not on the list. We don't need you. You're not essential.
Yeah. Medical care workers, home health aides, all that, they're not essential, but McDonald's employees gotta have the hamburgers, man.
Right?
You know. 855-450-3733. We'll talk more about this and more. Plus, we'll get to your calls and your thoughts here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. We are here. This is where we are. And I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me tonight, it's
Peakless Mountaineer
and Melanie.
Our toll-free number, if you would like to join us, is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Been talking about this article from CNBC. A Biden COVID advisor says U.S. lockdown of 4 to 6 weeks could control pandemic and revive the economy. Yes, the very thing that has tanked the economy, not only of the U.S., but around the globe, economies of many places. Yes, if we just lockdown harder, somehow that's going to revive the economy.
I can't believe you almost called it MSNBC. That leftist rag has nothing on the integrity and efficacy of CNBC.
What's the difference between MSNBC and CNBC? One's Microsoft-owned and one's, what's the C for Canadian?
Dude, I can't tell the difference between MSNBC and CNN.
I think it's Canada NBC, I believe, is the C. I'm not sure. Why would CNBC be posting an article about Biden? Whatever, I don't know.
Because this was in Minnesota.
Where were we? We were in COVID hell, I believe.
Yes, COVID hell. Yeah, and so the first point here is obviously he's conflating a lockdown with giving us money. So, I mean, here's the thing. If they hadn't destroyed monetary policy just a little over 100 years ago, we would have plenty of money. So here they are giving us a little crumb, just a little taste of what it would be like if we had some purchasing power. And somehow that is the exact same as a lockdown, in the same way that, oh, all of our businesses got destroyed by the virus.
Yeah, I know. I love how everybody blames the virus for the economy tanking. This is not true. If you're listening, the virus did not destroy the economy. The virus has barely destroyed enough people for it to be a concern.
Yeah, well, it's a weird, weird virus, you know? It's very political. It respects people who are protesting racism, but not people who are protesting the establishment politics.
It leaves you alone when you're sitting in a restaurant, but not when you're standing or walking.
And it comes out at night, but not during the day. That's why we have to close the bars at 11.
That's right.
It's a very strange virus, and it attacks businesses. I mean, I've never seen a virus like that before in my life. Going on.
We digress.
Cases are rising as more people grow tired of wearing masks and social distancing. Oh, I'm glad you noticed. Suffering from so-called pandemic fatigue, he said Wednesday. Colder weather is also driving people indoors, where the virus can spread more easily. A nationwide lockdown would drive the number of new cases and hospitalizations down to manageable levels while the world awaits a vaccine, he told Yahoo Finance on Wednesday. Which, why are you talking to Yahoo Finance about a virus when you're a doctor? Because apparently this virus attacks money as well.
You know what? I'm not in a pandemic fatigue. I'm in a government fatigue. I am fatigued by the organization known as government.
That is a fact. Quote, we could pay for a package right now to cover all the wages, lost wages for individual workers, for losses to small companies. Yeah, because that went so well before. To medium-sized companies or city, state, county governments. We could do all of that, unquote, he said.
We could do all of that, okay.
If we did that, then we could lock down for 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, so, I mean, beyond the fact that none of those people should be talking on what they're talking on.
Right.
Money is not magical. You can't just take dollar bills and lay them on a table and say an incantation and then now you have a turkey. You have to pay someone else to grow you a turkey and kill it and freeze it.
What if I get the best witch doctors in the entire Federal Reserve to say the incantation?
They have yet to... If they could find out a way how to just manifest resources, they'd have killed us all a long time ago.
It sounds like this guy is delusional of the highest level, and he obviously... He should probably just start reading some economics because he doesn't understand finance or economics in any way, shape, or form. For being a doctor, he seems pretty dumb.
Well, sadly, most people are incredibly dumb about economics. Not least of whom the ones who have studied the crud out of it. But, you know, he knows all about the money gland. You know, it's right next to your, it's under the...
Oh, crap, guys, I forgot to water my money trees! Darn it!
But yeah, okay, so, yeah, it would save the economy! Really? It would save the economy to stop people working.
It would save the economy to stop the economy.
Yes. We must save the economy by halting everything economic.
It's like your computer is broken and you turn it off and turn it on again.
So the way that I like to fix my computer is with a small nuclear explosion.
Tinfoil in the microwave?
There you go. I mean, really, that's the equivalent of what you're saying here. Like an entire nationwide... Because, I mean, having a nationwide lockdown is a terrible idea for a small country. But a country that, oh, I don't know, the entire planet relies on for its currency system.
Dollar is still the global reserve currency, so, yeah, that's true.
With, yeah, 300 and some odd million people, and you're just suddenly going to tell them, yeah, just stop. You know, only for a month, month and a half. Oh, and 4 to 6 weeks, I'm sure... It will only be 4 to 6 weeks.
This is the longest 2-week period in this weird time dilation thing.
But we only need 2 weeks, Melanie. We only need 2 weeks. If everybody just locks down for 2 weeks, we will have... What's the phrase? We will have
flattened the curve.
That's right.
Flatten the curve. Our Father who art... Oh, sorry, wrong one.
Our curve, who are not flattened. I'm my flabber.
Hollow
gasted.
Be thy promises.
My flabber is very gasted right now.
Yeah, just just wow. Well, you see, this being the longest 2 weeks ever, if we just on top of that add 4 and 6 weeks simultaneously, then we will make a time hole collapse, and that will give us all turkey by Thanksgiving.
Okay, on a semi-serious note, in the history of money, there has frequently been a thing referred to as a, we'll call it jubilee. I believe that is the term that is used. And this is generally a period of debt forgiveness. If I remember correctly, I believe these jubilees would happen whenever, like, a kingdom or, you know, a country of some sort, when, you know, they'd experience problems with money. They're having financial problems, and so they would periodically forgive the debt of their people completely. Just like, jubilee, all your stuff's wiped off.
I'm only familiar with the old Jewish custom.
And then you know, sort of restart their currency, right? Now, if something like this were coupled with something like a jubilee, that is to say, not forbearing, that is postponing your rent payments, your mortgage payments, your, you know, interest payments on all your loans, your loan payments at all, period, right? Biden has talked about eliminating the student loan debt, right? Just forgiving that, right? Wiping that out. If they would go ahead and just wipe out everybody's debt, a la, I'm trying to think of the movie, Tyler Durden.
Fight Club.
Fight Club, right? Where, like, they just burned all the documents and nobody was in debt anymore. If they coupled that with, you know, debt forgiveness across the board for the entire country, that might be a really neat sort of a turn it off and turn it back on reboot of the entire system.
Well, the problem with that is that it would wipe out literally all of the money. Because 100% of our money is made from debt.
That's true. That is, well, unless you hold on to gold and silver and, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But outside of that, yes, absolutely, you are correct. It is all based in debt. I mean, some would argue that money is debt, really.
It's a Federal Reserve note, not a Federal Reserve dollar.
Right.
Yeah, he goes on, my only point was if we are going to keep making restrictions state by state, there's no compensation for the businesses that are being impacted, he added. What we're doing right now is not working. Huh.
Well, it's not.
Well, no, what we're doing right now.
We need to do it faster, louder, bigger than it's ever been before.
We're not working. Nobody's working. We're not working.
You know, if we can just do what we're doing now more, I'm sure it will start to work.
855-450-FREE is our number. Third hour of Free Talk Live is coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.